Welcome to the Future of Everything podcast with world-renowned futurist and best-selling author, Nick Webb. In this episode, Nick will share the big future trends that are impacting your organization in the areas of innovation, emerging technologies, leadership, and the rapidly changing workplace. Get ready to see the future. Ladies and gentlemen, Nick Webb.
Hi, this is Nick Webb, and welcome to the very first episode of The Future of Everything. Now, just real quickly, by way of housekeeping, I want to point out the fact that the overwhelming majority of podcasts are about an hour long, and the truth of the matter is about 50 minutes of the podcast are non-meat fillers. So the purpose of my podcast is to provide actionable, novel insights that my listeners can apply in their career, their organization, or even their startup. So I take an hour's worth of content, I get rid of the non-meat fillers, and I give you the stuff you really need to know. Okay, so let's get started. There are really four things I want to point out today. Number one is that we need to be very careful about our belief system as it relates to the future. Now, most people believe that the future is uncertain, but travel with me, if you will, to a dark, windy road in the mountains at midnight. There's no streetlights. There's no lights at all other than your headlights in your car. Then, all of a sudden, as you begin to approach a turn, your headlights turn off. Ruh-roh. What do? You stop. When the road ahead is uncertain, you stop. So we have to be really careful to believe this idea that the future is uncertain, because it's not uncertain. The problem with the future is it's complicated. So we need to manage hyper-complexity. In fact, in my best-selling book, Lucid Leadership, we talk about the concept of hyper-complexity and how the best leaders, managers, and organizations are leaning into the superpower of clarity. And that is the subject of this short podcast. So if we are transitioning away from the erroneous idea that the future is uncertain, we can then move towards the realistic idea that the future is just complicated. So what I want to encourage you to do is to do something that's really brave. Lean into the blur of complexity. Because when you lean into it, you will find that you can begin to catalog what's inside this complicated blur, so you can use the elements of the blur as the superpower to drive sustainable growth, to attract the best talent, to increase productivity, to reduce costs, to drive innovation, to significantly improve returns on strategic priorities. All of that comes when you have the bravery and the lucidity to realize that the future is not uncertain, it is certain but complicated, and when we understand the blur, we get to win. Now, I talk about clarity in this first podcast. And by the way, my first 24 podcasts will be based on the 24 tips for 2024, the things that I'm going to recommend that you consider as you think about the way in which you're going to manage your personal life, the way you're going to manage your enterprise, your leadership, your teams. What I want to do is give you the 24 best tips in 2024 to grow, thrive, and prosper. And again, this is the very first podcast, so the tip is tip number one, and I chose Get Clear as the first podcast for a very good reason. Without clarity, you will never be able to move forward with great success and happiness and low stress. That's what we're going to do. Now, one of the things I discovered as my son Chase and I wrote the book Lucid Leadership together, we found that there were really sort of three dimensions of clarity. The first dimension is what I call the marketscape, not marketplace, the marketscape. And I use the term marketscape to describe the fact that the marketplace is made up of competitors and economic trends and innovation and so on, but it's also made up of enabling technologies, new ways in which we commercialize, ways in which we get better insights. So we really need to understand what's up outside our red brick buildings. That is external or what I call marketscape clarity. By the way, your teams will not follow a leader that doesn't really understand the outside world. And so many leaders have been into this sort of hunker down bunker syndrome where they're hiding and waiting for the next shoe to drop. And that's a really super bad strategy. In other words, what I'm finding is that many leaders in a time of hyper change are doubling down to legacy. And here's the bottom line. In a time of major newness, change, it's a really bad idea to commit to sameness. Don't commit to sameness in a time of differentness. You will lose. So marketscape is the first dimension of clarity. Now, some of the ways to get good market clarity is by putting together future casting teams that are made up of technologists, of market experts, of cultural experts, of, in other words, a good team architecture that goes across the gamut of all things differentness. Because with these sort of orthogonically disposed teams, we get really interesting insights, and that allows us to be future ready. The second dimension is the dimension of what I call cultural clarity. It's incredible to me in the work that I do in my management consulting and even my speaking work, to where I'm working with leaders that really have no clue as to what the cultural temperature is within their organization. They're really delusional in many cases. They have unhappy employees that are looking for better places to be. They have low productivity. We've all heard the term quiet quitting, but now we have new terms like sad staying or even brave bolting. Basically, right now, the big competition is for mission-critical talent. You don't get to have mission-critical talent. You don't get to drive innovation, and you certainly don't make customers happy if you don't have a great culture of happiness. In fact, there's a new body of work, and I'll be talking about it in future episodes, called Human Experience, HX, Human Experience Innovation, where we use innovation methodologies to be able to create collaborative ideation to build cultures that are awesome. So get to know your culture and act upon the culture that you've begun to understand. I mean, chances are you need to make some changes within your cultural temperature. Lastly, the third dimension of clarity is the dimension of self-awareness. And let's face it, I mean, we all suffer from this at some level. I mean, sometimes I'm shocked about how unself-aware I can be. And I've tried to be more self-aware in everything I say and everything I do to really understand how it impacts other people and how it impacts the goals of my own organization. And so this is an area where you start asking team members, hey, how am I doing? How am I perceived? What can I do differently? How can I create better listening skills? How can I write, author, and create regular listening sessions? Those are really powerful to be able to get a sense of self-awareness. So there you go. That's the four points that I'd like to make for you today. Number one, the future is not uncertain. It's just complicated. Number two, we have to understand and get clear on the marketscape. Number three, we have to get clear on our own culture. Number four, we have to build a higher sense of self-awareness. And when we do all of these things and we get that level of clarity, the benefits are unbelievable. Our stress level drops. We make better strategic decisions. We do a far better job of engaging and motivating and inspiring the people that serve our mission every single day. When we do this stuff, the dividends are amazing. In my consulting practice, we just did a project where we applied these principles and our client received over a $10 million return on that investment. The results are predictable. They're guaranteed. But we have to commit to clarity. Everything else that we want to do in our enterprise starts there. Okay, here's a few tips before we close up this podcast. Don't think for a minute that you can understand your culture with employee surveys. They're wrong, they're incomplete, and they provide non-actionable insights. Number two, don't think you can understand your customer with outdated CRM and VOC methodologies and and other forms that have been widely propagated since the 1980s. In future episodes, we'll be talking about how we go beyond VOC, how we go beyond promoter scores and these other outdated methods. So be more thoughtful about the way in which you get insights. I'll teach you some really cool techniques that I've learned from some of the greatest leaders out there and from some of my own empirical work we've done with clients. The other thing I'd like to point out, and this is my last tip as I wrap up this short, probably about 12-minute podcast today, is in order to get clear in all of the dimensions that I just mentioned, I want you to consider the power of ignoring as many things as you possibly can. If you go onto LinkedIn right now and start scrolling down, there are a lot of agenda-based ideas out there that are trying to persuade you to do something. The problem is that they're agenda-based and usually they're wrong. We spend so much time listening to so many other people that we begin to destroy our own intuitive self. Okay, let me try to wrap this up now. If you're ready to take your 2024 and beyond to a completely different level, you have to begin with a foundational structure of a great foundation, and that comes from lucidity or clarity. You need to get clear by beginning to realize that we're not in a time of uncertainty, we're in a time of hypercomplexity. We need to lean into the blur of complexity to find its superpower to build the systems, the tools, the processes, and the relationships we need to drive growth and happiness. We need to gain clarity into three dimensions of lucidity, which include the marketscape, the internal culture, and of course, our own sense of impact and self-awareness. So there you go. I hope this was useful. This was a short 12-minute podcast, maybe slightly more, but this is the thing that I'm going to be doing for my listeners, give you lots of stuff that you can apply immediately that I promise will have a great impact on you and your organization. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. I'd love to have you stay on board so I can share my first 24 podcasts, which will be the 24 top tips for success for 2024 and beyond. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to the Future of Everything podcast with best-selling author and keynote speaker, Nick Webb. To continue getting hard-hitting, powerful insights, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. To learn more about Nick's consulting or speaking services, please visit Nick's website at nickwebb.com.